Hey, hi, has anyone seen Mr. Stevenson? We've got an emergency in the theater. Like, it's really bad. It's a real situation. I just can't really think of the right way to say it, but, like, it's bad. You know, like,
I'm
so
here, Mr. Cooper. Oh, what are those heathen students doing to our wondrous pantheon of the arts?
You see, this time, for once, it wasn't actually a student's fault.
Not a student's fault? You are most certainly positive that it wasn't some meddling simpleton disrupting the fragile balance of our setup.
No, I'm pretty sure it was actually
was an incompetent fool stupid enough to leave the cover to the orchestra pit open, leading to a poor thespian to collapse and receive bodily harm?
Alright, okay. You're going to need to come see this yourself. Oh, we aren't going anywhere with this.
But my tea and scones! Do you wish to deprive me of my teens?
What don't you get about the word emergency? I'm sorry. Please don't do what I think you're gonna do.
And what is it that you think I'm going to do?
Make me do some sound tech for another Grange assembly? The last one I did, the speaker had their whole presentation on Laserdisc. Laserdisc? I don't even know how they did that. Trying to find something to read it was a nightmare.
Well, Mr. Cooper, I think I have a new favor in mind to ask of you.
Why do I even open my mouth? We'd all be better if I just shut up for once. Like that one time when...
And to finish my presentation, I have a Kahoot!
Yay!
Whoa, yeah! You're the best, Teach!
Yeah.
Oh, dear. The Wi-Fi doesn't seem to be working today. Maybe I should tell the IT team to investigate that. But otherwise, class dismissed.
There. I sat through the whole presentation and I didn't audibly complain once. Are you happy now?
Perfectly satisfied. My thanks for being so gracious in your assistance. Oh, and before it slips the mind, what was this non-student-related emergency you mentioned before so rudely chastising me?
Oh, that? Oh, it's just the bolt on one of the lights came loose in the Grange. But we got maintenance in before anything went wrong, so you don't have to.
Ah! My lectern! A light fell from the roof and smashed it!
Oh, would you look at the time? I'm running late for worship band practice. If I'm not there, they don't get anything done, so I'm just gonna be,
And that concludes episode 1 of Star From Stories. Big thanks to Josh Badgegood, who played the role of Mr. Anderson, and Mackenzie Hoskins, who played the role of Mr. Cooper. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Join us next week, where we'll have the next episode of Star From Stories.